Blog Talk Radio.
All right, it's your host, Liz, coming to you live. This is Hope for All Radio Show once again, each and every night, 6:30 p.m. Praying that everybody had a blessed little Thanksgiving, because I know I did. Thanks for tuning in again to Hope for All Radio Show, where this is the Liz Radio Show station that gives that brings you the news and tells you exactly how it is. There's no hope for law and unkept. It's a lot that's been going on in our news today. But the main thing is, through all these trials and tribulations that we have in life, we have to allow our faith to guide us, because I know it seems very, very scary and very bleak right now with the president that we do have, the president-elect that we do have, but we have to continue to remain optimistic and to keep hope alive. That's the number one thing, because if you don't have hope and faith, then you have nothing, because you have to be able to stand on something. And God is holding on to God's unchanging hand is the best place to be than to be nowhere at all. I'm a very firm believer in love conquers all. But, I mean, if this is God's will, then this is God's will also. So, you know, the Bible has to be fulfilled and the prophecy has to be fulfilled. And, I mean, the time is now, people. The time is definitely now. But through it all, you just have to continue to trust in God and hold on to God's hand. And that's what I'll be doing, because I know he's an awesome God. He's an on-time God, and he provides all of our needs. And he protects us through difficult times. So I know, you know, that's why I always say you got to continue fighting for what's right. Even when it feels weird or doesn't seem like it's something that you'll do, I mean, that's how God works. It's never something that we think that we'll do. It's always something different. That's what makes it so unique and so spectacular. I mean, God just, he does wonderful things for us. But I just want to continue to keep everyone encouraged. And just to know that, I mean, he's here for all of us. Like I tell my daughters, anytime you're in need or you feel sad or scared, just call on the name of Jesus. That's it. Just call his name, and he hears all of us. He hears all of us. And, I mean, just to have that sweet, sweet spirit, that sweet spirit around us, I mean, it makes everything better. It just makes everything better, despite. I mean, nothing is perfect and no one is perfect. So you're going to have your ups and you're going to have your downs. But, you know, God is still God through it all. Every time we turn on our TV, we just see Donald Trump this, Donald Trump that. At the end of the day, how I look at it, Trump is going to end up, I mean, pretty much taking his own self out. Out the position of presidency. Seems like Mike Pence, he's going to be the one to be the president, because Trump might mess around, impeach himself. I mean, he just has a whole lot of business handling. You think it would just be easy for him to just liquidate all his assets and to disconnect himself from his business so he can run the country? I mean, that would be the simplest thing for him to do. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know too much about finances, but it's just common sense. Just common sense. He got a lot going on, and it would make it simpler and easier instead of having his kids take over to run this and run this, because they're still up in the mix regardless. So, I mean, you definitely can't have that. That's for sure. But either way, I'm just going to hope for the best. He's got to hope for the best. And then you have his wife. Then you have his wife. I just feel for his wife, because it just feels like she's a victim. she is a victim. I mean, because you see all these women that came out and came out against him. They're not coming out just to assassinate his character. This is his character. I mean, this is not going away, people. It's going to be what it is. The man is who he is, just like Bill Cosby came out with Bill Cosby. I mean, you just never know sometimes who people truly, truly are. They put on one facade and they have another facade, and they feel as though because they have money, they feel as though they can do whatever they please. And that's not the case, because at the end of the day, it's a higher power that we are governed according to. And I mean, you have karma that plays into effect. It's just the life circle. So that's why they said you do unto others as you want done unto you, because you never know when it's coming back to you. But eventually, what you do in the dark definitely, truly, truly does come to light. I don't think they can escape that, but no, you cannot. You cannot escape life's path, life's circle, how much you try. You just have to try to go along through your life and treat people with respect and dignity. It just reminds me of my employer. I'm not going to name any names, but that's one thing that they like doing, which is treating people with dignity and respect. And I mean, it's a sad thing to say, but that's how some people are. But that's one thing I know. Every situation or trial and tribulation that we go through in life is a life lesson. It's a lesson. Is the Lord's lesson that God is on the right path in life. So it's better. I would want to be guided through life with God's lessons than without his lessons. Because a life without God, oof, that's just rough. That is rough. But, I mean, that's how we have two sides. You see what's going on in the president, with the president. I mean, the president-elect, excuse me, he has no care in the world. He pretty much feels as though he's going to do what he wants to do. And right now, he's just stacking his cabinet up with a whole bunch of people who can pretty much make these decisions that he does not know one single thing about. That's why he has not stepped into the briefing room concerning different aspects that's going on in the world. Mike Pence has been the one that's been going to the different briefings and stuff, but you would think he would want to go. But no, that's why I said Mike Pence is going to be the one to end up running, being the president, since he's the VP. Donald Trump's going to impeach his own self before he even gets to the White House, it seems. But, like I said, the prophecy has to be fulfilled, so it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, as I state, I know I go over and over with the situations that I'm going through. And like I state each and every time, the main reason for the radio show is to bring the Delaware citizens the news that's happening within our own community, because it affects not just only me, it affects all of us, because the family court and the judges and just everyone that's involved, it affects everyone, because it can happen to you, not just to me. So if I speak out against it and speak up against it, then hopefully, that's my hope, would take heed to the knowledge or the information that's being given so you can protect yourself, especially when it comes to corruption in Delaware, because it's a lot of corruption that goes, I mean, just some people just don't do anything about it. They just say, okay, well, it just happened. What can I do about it? You can fight. You can stand up for yourself. You can make yourself heard. Just don't just think because, oh, well, you don't have a lawyer, you don't have a law degree. There's plenty of ways you can speak out against corruption. I know it's rough now when you're doing it because, you know, it. Sometimes you always have a some type of backlash or something of the nature. But, I mean, that's what fighting is about. It's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy. Anytime you fight for something that's right, it's never, ever easy. It's always hard. But that's what makes the fight much so much sweeter in the end. It makes it sweeter. I'm telling you. You can't, I mean, it definitely makes me sweet. That's one thing I can say. I want to just try to keep your head up in these situations because, I mean, it can make anybody weary. But, you know, only the strong survive is what they say. Only the strong survive. So just got to keep pushing forward. Just got to keep pushing forward. But the King County Family Courthouse, definitely, that's something definitely has to be done there because King County Family Courthouse, they definitely have to push for the open court because open court is going to be beneficial towards the families and the children. Another thing that definitely needs to be worked on. They have it in the works, in the making, but no one's pushing for it whatsoever. So, and that's why a lot of stuff happens inside the courthouse and no one knows anything about it because of the closed court rule. But, I mean, if it was open court, then it'd be beneficial to the families and the children because the public would be made aware of what's transpiring behind closed doors, even with the employees that do things wrong. I mean, we have two employees right now that's up in King County Family Courthouse. That's a big conflict because she's in the courtroom, and or not even in the courtroom. She's in the courtroom or the mediator's room or whatever, ruling over. She's in the courtroom because she's a commissioner, excuse me. Gretchen Gilchrist is in the courtroom ruling over different proceedings and Doyne L. Harris the first, and he's in the courtroom, in the same courtroom at the same time. Now, how can that be when she's my former attorney that represented me against against Mr. Harris the first, his son, Mr. Harris the second. And she is the main one who was representing me when it came to Mr. Harris the first and his pornography. Even though it just doesn't make any sense. And then the same Melissa Ziegler, which is director of operations, I mean, she's not even in the building. I've been trying to get a word with her. I can't get a hold of her. I mean, I had some young man call me by the name of Anthony, which is the supervisor of Kent County Family Courthouse, to inform me that he's seen I've been trying to contact Miss Melissa Ziegler and that she would be away for about 2 weeks. I mean, everybody that I contact at the family court goes away when I get that, when questions are start being asked or whatever, or you contact them too much to ask the questions. This is a pattern, people. That's what you call corruption. Corruption at its best. Because why all of a sudden all these people are going away? December is right around the corner. Right around the corner. And the new year is right around the corner. And new things will be taking place and happening. So time is of the essence. Anytime you're trying to do stuff, time is of the essence. Procrastination is not an option when you're trying to get some things done. Because in order to get things done, that means you got to get off your butt, make some phone calls, make some moves, do what you got to do. Knock on some doors, call people like you ain't got no sense, whatever, but you got to get it done. Shoot. It's hard work, but it's very rewarding. Rewarding at the end because, I mean, it's a blessing when you can see justice prevail. It truly, truly is. And, I mean, it seemed like it was bleak, but when just to hear that Patricia Blevins, the former president of the House of Senate, was no longer in her position anymore, that was awesome. After 26 years, that was awesome. You're probably like, oh, well, why are you sitting there saying, oh, that's awesome because somebody is no longer in their position? Oh, it's for a reason now, because she was not a nice woman. And, I mean, I'm not the only one just saying that because I don't know the woman from A Key in the Pink, granted, but at the end of the day, anyone who spoke about her had nothing nice to say about her. So, and that's a bad thing. Like, people just say bad things about you. So, and plus she wrote me that email that let me know that she definitely was not a nice person. Because if she was, she would not tell a mother of a 14-year-old mentally challenged daughter who was raped and beaten, seen an officer shot, seen a girl shot in the head, to stop writing, and the vote stops with her and told me to move on. Like, get over it. It is what it is. Whatever happened, who cares? Shut up and keep moving. That's what I got from it. She was going to slap me. She slapped me in my face with that one. And then, it wasn't even just directed towards me. I felt as though it wasn't directed towards me because I was not the only one writing. Ms. Gilchrist's other client, Ms. Doe, the young lady who referred me to Ms. Gilchrist, she was also writing because I wrote on my daughter's case and she wrote on her own case. I mean, combined, she told both of us to pretty much stop writing and shut up and keep moving. Nobody cares. Oh, somebody cares. She might not care, but somebody else is going to care because somebody else is going to say, this is wrong what this woman did to these two young ladies. And who else has she done this to? Not even that. The state of Delaware is wrong itself. Governor Jack Markell is wrong itself. He's wrong, too, because he failed to uphold the rule of law also. For the simple fact is, why in the world is he allowing any attorney to just drop all their clientele in the middle of their cases in order to move on to a position? What's the rush, especially when you confirm someone in October? Why not wait until the following year when they can clear up all their cases and do it the right way? Just do it the right way. Why are you going around doing it the wrong way? I don't understand these people. They have no type of empathy whatsoever. And Governor Markell, you would think he would do it the right way. But this is not his first time. This is not his first time doing it. They do it any kind of way that fits their schedule. It shouldn't be like that. If they're supposed to be for the people, then do it for the people. Don't do it for your convenience, for yourself. That's not being for the people. That's some selfishness. Straight up. So that's something that definitely needs to be looked at and fixed and brought before the House of Senate, because if they're having newcomers that's coming in and they're having younger newcomers that's coming in into the House of Senate, let's change them. Let's do things different. Let's shake some stuff up in Delaware then. I can't wait to have a word with Anthony Del Colo. Excuse me, that Italian name. Anthony Del Colo and Carl Pace, all the newcomers, all the young newcomers. I'm anxious to have conversations with them because I have some stuff I would definitely like to lay out on them, especially what happened with myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client and all her other clients that she just dropped. I'm not even sure what the other nominees. If they did the same thing, they might have, but you never know. See, everybody has their own way of doing things. Now they could have told their people, oh well, look, I'm going into this position, so I will know. Who knows? Don't know until I hear from them themselves. So that means I have some calls I need to be making as ASAP to find out, because that's very informative information that needs to be looked at. And I thank you, God, for dropping it in my spirit, because I didn't know. I just thought about it. I just thought about it. But that's a very good thing that needs to be looked at. They need to implicate some type of law that protects the client. They're only worried about the judges and the commissioners. These people are the same people that are still getting rich, that's still getting money, still getting paid, while the less fortunate are not getting any type of help or assistance. They're getting to be, they're just putting them by the wayside, letting them fall by the wayside. And that's not right. That's not God's word. That's not God's people. You don't do that. That's not right. That's not right at all. I mean, there has to be a change. If we have these young newcomers, got to see where their mind is at. Got to see where their head is at. So I'll be anxious to have meetings with them, and I will definitely let you know how it goes. And when meetings are going to occur, because I'm going to push for meetings. I'm going to push this to speak. I'm definitely am. I have to. Sometimes it takes one. Like I said, if that's the Lord's will, we'll see. But I'm just thankful to be able to have a spirit of, to be able to have a spirit that's a fighter. Just like they say, no punks in God's army, huh? No punks. Well, that's all every time you turn on the TV, that's all you see is about Trump this, Trump that, Trump this, Trump that, Trump, 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 Trump. They might as well make a remix the CD or something about that. Because that's all I hear. But like I say, his wife, if y'all pay close attention, that woman is not happy. She looks very depressed. She doesn't look happy. Every time she smiles real quick and then the smile disappears when the cameras are there. She's not happy. How can you be happy with that type of man as your husband? He feels as though he runs everyone and he rules the world. I mean, Lord Jesus, he rules the world. Listen to how that sounds. That's what's about to go down. He's president-elect. The man has everything he can ever want. And, I mean, he just got some more power. He just got elevated to another level. He's floating on top of the world right now. He feels those kids, nobody's touching him or doing nothing to him. Y'all know how narcissists act? Ooh, Lord Jesus. It's something else. But getting back to Ms. Gilchrist, I don't want to spend too much time talking about Trump and his presidency, because it's going to be what it's going to be. There's a lot of other things that's going on out here in the world. I mean, even like our protesters, like I say with the protesters, my prayers and thoughts are with you, because I know what you're doing. You're standing up for your rights to be heard and to voice your opinion. But just definitely have to do it the safe way. Protect yourselves. Know your rights. Stand your ground. Be firm. And, I mean, just do it without violence. There shouldn't be no violence. And the police shouldn't be worried about bothering you if there's no violence. If you're protesting peacefully to be heard, that should not be a problem. We should not have riots or anything breaking out like that. It should be peaceful protest from one area to another area. You all, keep doing what you're doing. Because it takes more than one. It takes us all to bond together in order to make a change. And I know you have some commentators and some people like, oh, well, why are they protesting? What are they protesting for? Like that Lady Susan Monday. That whole show, the WDEL, 101.7 on Delaware radio station. I mean, I emailed every last single one of them. My daughter's case, her case, I haven't heard one response from none of them whatsoever. I guess they didn't like what I had to say about Governor Jack Markell and all the other politicians that are that were in the corruption. But who cares? That's why I said I still own my own radio show so I can voice myself and get the word out there. It might not be like this, but it definitely will be soon because a change is coming. Definitely have to continue to work on it, Like I said, I definitely, it improved. Over the time, it will definitely improve as I learn more and more and more. That's what life is. Life is a learning experience. You know, you, like I said, when you're trying to do something, sometimes, you got to do what you got to do. So until you work out the little kinks, then, you know, you perfect it. So that's my task is perfecting this radio station so it can be enjoyable for you. So you don't have to be like, oh, my gosh, you're still talking about the same old thing. It sounds so, yeah. I'm going to spruce it up because I hear myself. But as long as I get the word out there to you, that's all that matters for you, for me to get the word out there to you. And if there's anyone out there that is searching for Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist or has been affected by Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist shutting down her firm, contact me. The number is 323-642-1559. I would love to hear from you. And my email address is mcassociates. The number 4, all at gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I actually got a message from a young lady who hopefully she'll contact me back because I wrote her email concerning the Governor Terry Shelter Group Home in Wilmington, Delaware. That's a state-run facility by Governor Jack Markell in the state. Her daughter, as well, was placed in the Terry Shelter. So I'm to hear from her, if you're listening, so I can find out more about your story and your experiences that you have with the state. I got a call back from Division of Youth and Family Services, the supervisor for my daughter's case worker. Now, this young woman called me, but my thing is, I want to know what she's planning on doing with her two caseworkers that were combative, very rude, and just wanted to do their own thing. Despite it wasn't about the parents, it was about doing their own thing. So I'm just still trying to figure out how in the world do they call themselves working to reunify families, and they do things to separate family even more. So I'm not sure what they were doing when they called me October 17th. They just lost their mind. The caseworker on the case, she tells me no information. I have not heard from her since October 17th, 2016, and we're going on December. We've had several meetings that I did not know about because the caseworker is biased against me, and she's refusing to contact me to tell me about any meetings. But she's contacting my ex-husband to inform him of meetings or anything else that's transpiring. So I wrote them up. I wrote both of them up to the supervisor, and also I went over the supervisor head and took it to another level, to the director of Children and Family Services, as well as others involved. I'm a little tongue-tied, can't even talk, as well as governor-elect and the same governor, Governor Markell. Haven't heard back from Governor Markell or his chief of staff since I've written to them. So they wrote me, no response from them, but I will be following up to ask them what's going on, what's transpiring. Like I said, Governor Markell, he's trying to sneak on out of his position. January, the new governor will take effect, so I have until January to find out this information. So as I make my plea to all the attorneys or legal, anyone in the legal field, if you know how to file charges against the governor for negligence with his state facilities, state-run facilities, please, please, please contact me. Contact me. I would love your feedback, your guidance, anything. It will be greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. And about that time, then I am going to wind down the show. You think like I'm a little, like I'm trying to get, become, fall under the weather, catch a cold or something. I pray not. I pray not. But you all make sure you tune in the same time each and every night, 6:30 p.m., where I give you informative information on different things that's transpiring within our own Delaware Valley. Because it's definitely some stuff going down up in here with all this corruption and stuff. And then we got the new president of the House of Senate who has vowed to make war on the heroin epidemic that's going on in Delaware. And also, just to let you know, they just had a meeting at Doverdale Hotel and Casino last week pertaining to human sex trafficking that's been going on heavy in the Delaware Valley, up and through the Delaware Valley, because running through PA and on down through Maryland. So it's very important that we keep a watchful eye over our children. Just our children's day-to-day life, and just make sure you, you know, talk to them, engage. If you have a child that's not being engaged with you and just wants to, you know, be in their room and stay on their electronics, that's a sign. Don't allow that to happen. Kids are supposed to be active and doing different things to keep their minds active and to do different things. I'm not a psychologist, but I definitely learn from the best, which are older ones who have raised children already. So they say, you always learn from someone who's done it before or went through it before. You can't learn nothing from anyone who hasn't done it or been through it. That's just redundant. You can't listen to people like that. If you do, then you're a fool. You're a fool. But definitely got to keep them active, keep them busy. It's not easy now. But these social media accounts and even the stuff that's on television with the rappers. I mean, the music today is garbage. I have to say it like it is. It's straight garbage. There's nothing positive that they feed our children. Everything that they're talking about is sex, money, and drugs. Really? That is not how God wants his people, about sex, money, and drugs. Oh, no, no, no. I mean, what is the world coming to? This is what we have to raise our kids up into. And this is why it's so hard, because this generation is just on one thing. They're worried about money and fame and just recognition. No, your recognition should be the one that you get from doing the right thing according to God's word, as far as I'm concerned. Not appeasing the people. You can't appease the people. You'll never be able to please people. Not possible. Can't do that. Better please your own self, if anything. Don't worry about people. Your own self. Because, I mean, happiness comes from within, not from the outside. So just know that. That's why it says you have to build your children up with confidence. You can't tear them down, break them down. You have to build them up.
And as parents, we can do that now just by our own words. Words are very, very powerful. So you just have to watch the words that come out of our mouth, because it can truly, truly affect whoever we come in contact with, either for good or either for bad. So the choice is just yours and how you want to live your life and what you want to do with your life. But like I say, I'm just here to be the voice of reasoning, And as I say, everything that I see going is something I've either went through, gone through, or going through. And I've learned lessons along the way for a lifetime that I can be able to pass on to others. And hopefully someone receives the message. That's my hope. That's why it's called Hope for All Radio Show. Because I definitely have hope for all. Even in our darkest, darkest times, definitely have hope for all. Well, I have enjoyed speaking with you and being able to talk to you this evening. We have a couple of minutes left in the show, so I don't want to continue rambling off and then I get straight cut off. But like I say, each and every night, I'll be doing the same thing, the same time, 6:30 p.m., each and every night, Monday through Sunday. So tell all your friends, tell your family, check out Hope for All Radio Show. It has been a pleasure. God bless you and have a good night.